Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and Merry Christmas from the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, Pastor Jay here. Welcome back to the Daily Sabbath Podcast, and I hope you guys are having a great week from wherever you are. And so I'm so excited to be able to share these devotionals with you guys on the Christmas story, and we have another one for you today about the Magi. And so I'm not sure how familiar you guys are with the Magi or how much you've ever really studied them or thought about them, but we have a good one for you today. And also, I love being able to share the Christmas music that some of our very talented listeners have recorded and shared with us. And so I love sharing this platform with you guys, and it's awesome to be able to share your art as well. But before we get to today's devotional, I just wanted to share some good news with you guys. The Daily Sabbath Podcast, we actually have our first sponsorship. though I don't know if you can really consider it a sponsorship if I'm working for coffees. But I met this lovely Christian couple, Joshua and Leah Crone, and they own a small Christian business called Evermorn Supply. Evermorn, it's a combination of the words every morning, as in his mercies are new every morning. And so Evermorn Supply, they have a few different products, but their main products are Christian greeting cards. So they have cards for all different holidays like Christmas, birthdays, baptisms, you name it. But these are cards for Christians and they're Bible-based. And so they're really awesome. And they also have a great Christian planner. I mean, who doesn't like getting a planner? But a couple of cool things about it. One, it's undated, so you can begin your planning on any day. And you know, if you kind of fall off your planning for a few weeks, you can come right back in and pick it up. And also, what I think is really cool is it has a hard cover, but it still lays open flat on a desk so that you could write in it. And I'll be sharing more about their products in the coming month, but I just wanted to say thank you to Joshua and Leah for supporting the podcast and believing in us. And I hope that we can also support them as well. And so if you guys could just take 2 seconds, even just as a favor to me, to check them out on Instagram. Again, it's Evermorn Supply. I'll put a link to it in the episode description. And just, you know, consider giving them a like and checking out their stuff. I know that it would mean a lot to them and they would really appreciate it. And so with that being said, here is our next Christmas devotional on the Magi. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Verses 10 and 11. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. By far, the most intriguing characters in the Christmas story are the Magi. They were foreigners from the East. They were astrologers who thought they could divine mysteries in the future by reading the stars. You could say they were looking for truth in all the wrong places. Yet, somehow, against all expectation, they were able to see in those stars that a great king, a king of kings, was being born in Israel. And so they came and saw, and they fell down in worship. Modern astronomy can now confirm that a truly spectacular event was taking place in the stars at this time. Astrophysicist Grant Matthews from Notre Dame confirms that in 6 BC, there was an extremely rare alignment of the Sun, Moon, Jupiter, and Saturn in the part of the sky known as Aries, which the Magi associated with the fate of Judea. According to Matthew's computer calculations, which he projected forward 500,000 years, such an alignment will not occur again. It was truly a one-of-a-kind event. Though the Magi weren't looking for a King of Kings, it seems that the King of Kings came looking for them. What'll really blow your mind is when you realize that what these Magi saw in the stars, that which drew them to find Jesus, had to be set into motion by God millions of years before, quite literally at the beginning of time and space itself. And so your reflection for today is this. You may not be looking for a king at Christmas, but may you know that there is a king who came looking for you. And you will be found by him when you come and see for yourself the child that was born. How far he came and the price that he paid to close the gap between God and humanity is truly one of a kind. Know that there is no other way to draw near to God. The closing song today is Christmas with Jesus by April Metzler, Dan Kennedy, and Thomas Arthur. If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, or you can buy Pastor Jay a cup of coffee. For more Daily Sabbath content, please visit our homepage at thedailysabbath.com, or you can find us on Instagram at Daily Sabbath. The sound of music can't compare with the angel choir up here. I can't begin to tell you what joy their voices bring. It's so beautiful to hear the angels sing. So be happy.
His glory shines upon. Love is a gift more precious than pure gold. Jesus loves us children. His kingdom is ours untold. So be happy for me. I love you, Mom and Dad. Be glad.